turn with us this morning. I want to turn to Luke chapter 2 first. I want to look at a verse right there. And then I want to look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says this, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now I want you to notice that. He says, "For unto you is born." Romans chapter 5. "Unto you is born a Savior, which Christ Jesus the Lord." Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, he says, "Therefore, because of being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now receive the atonement." I want to preach for just a little while this morning, and I promised my wife and my doctor I'd take it easy. Amen. But that'll be up to the Lord. But I want to share some scripture with some verses this morning I think will help our heart. And I want to preach for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: the meaning of Christmas, what true love is. Amen? The meaning of Christmas and what true love is. He said, "For unto us a child is given." I want to say that was the greatest statement, greatest message that ever come from the throne of grace. He said, "I give to you a child." It wasn't just any child, but it was the child, the Christ of God. And He came to earth, praise God, was manifest in the flesh. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, He said, "Where? Therefore." He said, because of this, we have faith in Him. It's because of this that our faith began to grow out, and it began to grow up into something so spectacular that it could be an everlasting faith and an everlasting hope that we have. I'm glad today that we have that in the Lord. He said, "Therefore, being justified by faith." Amen. He said, because of what happened, because of a young child that was born, but that child grew up and he waxed strong in the Lord, praise God, and in the things of God, and he became that propitiation for him, that price for sinful men. Praise the Lord. And he said, because of that, we're justified by our faith, because we believe in Him. Amen. But he said, not through what we've done, not of works that we've done, but praise God, what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. We're justified by faith, believing in that precious atonement that God give us. Amen. That brings peace unto men. I got to thinking about that this week as I was looking at some of this stuff and praying in the study. And I thought how good God is that He would, in times of turmoil and times of anxiety and all the things that's happening in the world, praise God, that God offers us peace. Amen. He said, "My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you." Amen. What a Savior we have that offers us peace. Amen. As even the peace of heaven this morning. And praise God, all we got to do is be partakers of that's offered it. Amen. The one that's offered that peace we have. And we have it with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say outside of that, there is no peace. Outside of that, there is no hope. But praise God, I'm glad because He loved us, because that He sent us a Son, praise God. He sent us His Son, the only begotten Son of God. Amen. It's not the one and only Son. He's the only begotten Son of God, amen, that came, praise the Lord, as a sacrifice for our sins. Without Him, we would still be in our sins. Without Him, we would still be lost. There'd be no place of repentance. Amen. But thank God Jesus Christ came and He lived. Praise God, He was manifest in the flesh, dwelt among men, and offered Himself as the supreme sacrifice. Amen. That lamb without spot or blemish, I tell you, I can look at Him and I see nothing wrong with my Savior. I can find no fault in Him. He's perfect in every way. He's perfect in every essence. He's perfect in His love. He's perfect in His holiness. He's perfect in His righteousness. And He offers up perfect joy and perfect peace. Amen. God's a saying here. He said, you're justified by faith. He says, because the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, you've been acquitted. The great God of glory says, hey, listen, because the blood's been applied, I find no fault in you. The devil will beat us up and the devil will beat us down. He'll say, well, you done this and you done that. But praise God, when we plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, He covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. And boy, I'm thankful for that, ain't you? Bless His holy name. And He offers us that peace from God. That peace that passes all our understanding. I can't see how God would love me like He does. Amen. That's a peace that I have, that He does love me. I know that He loved me. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. I mean, I'm like a little kid when it comes to that. I believe the Bible. Yeah, well, preacher, things that you go through, preacher, how do you know He loves you? Because He told me He loved me. And He's not like us. You know, we get married and we'll tell our spouse we love them when we get married and say, if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen. We go for years maybe and never tell them that we love them. But I will say, praise God, in the volume of the book, it's written of Him, and every page tells me that He loves me. I can't read this book without knowing the love of God, knowing that He loves me, praise God, knowing that that's what He gave me. The most important thing, the most magnificent thing on Christmas was the gift of God and that love that He has to bestow. Amen. He gives it to us in a liberal fashion. But we had a blessed time last night over at the house. Had Teresa's family come over. And I went and got my Bible. I read the Christmas story and began to share it with them. Boy, we just had a blessed time. And people began to rejoice and people began to testify and praise the Lord as it went around through the house. And people just rejoicing, Lord, offering up praises for the goodness of God. What a blessing it is. You say, well, what happened? Because there was something real that was there. Amen. There was a few folks kind of looked at us like a sheep looking at a new gate. But I want to say glory be to God because of the love of God. Praise God. They got to take something home with them. God gave them a little nugget on purpose. Praise God. And I want to say the Word of God not go out in vain, but praise God, He'll find a rooting place in the depths of the hearts of men. Praise God to give help in the time of need. Amen. Amen. So we can see that love of God as it's manifest to us. And that peace that we have through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, we don't deserve that, but God gives us that anyway. In verse 8 it says, but God commendeth His love toward us. Amen. That, in other words, God demonstrated, praise God, how much He cares. God demonstrates how much, He shows us how much He cares. I wonder how much the more we ought to show how much we care. We ought to show how much we love. Praise God. When we do that, when we begin to love Him supremely, praise God, that love will overflow, praise God. And it'll begin to be who we are. And it'll begin to touch those people around us. And it'll begin to give that help that we need and the help that they need, praise God, to draw up close to the fountain of glory. Amen. Where the glory comes out. Amen. And we begin to see that in here. And He said, but God commendeth His love. He gives us love. He demonstrates His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Can you imagine that? A loving Savior, praise God, dying for an old sinful sinner. Hell-bent, undeserving, rebellious sinner like us. Amen. You say, well, why did Jesus come to earth? He came to earth for an old hell-deserving, rebellious sinner like us. Amen. And Luke, he told him, he said unto us, a child is born. Amen. That us is me and you this morning. Praise God, He came to us, praise God, that we might look to Him and live. Glory to God. He said, God commendeth His love. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You say, how do we get there? Through faith in His precious name. Through faith in that precious blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for sinners like me and you. The same kind of faith it talks about in Romans chapter 4 that Abraham had. You remember old faithful Abraham? The Bible says that Abraham believed God. Amen. What does that mean? It means that he had faith in God. Not in man. Not in what man says. Not in what man does. Not in reactions or reactions. Praise God. But he had faith in God. When God spoke to Abraham and you're a child of Eve, and he said, Abraham, I want you to come out of there. I've got you a place. Oh, Abraham, never doubting, praise God, he stepped out on faith. Why? Because Abraham believed God. And Abraham believed that God had him a place. Amen. I want to say God, that same God of glory's got us a place today. He's gone to prepare a place, and he said if we would just believe him just like old faithful Abraham. The Bible goes on in chapter 4 in Romans. Let me just give you these. God bless your heart. He said in Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, he said, so who against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. He said, God said it, and Abraham believed it. You say, what is this same faith? He said, wherefore we're being justified by faith when we take God at His Word. That's what faith is. Amen. The greatest gift that we have, the meaning of Christmas, praise God, is love that comes from God in faith, believing in that love. Love, praise God, it's a magnificent thing, and it's coming from God. He said, who against hope believeth in hope that he might come to many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. What does that mean? It means that there was no unbelief in him. Amen? There was no unbelief in him. He said, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. What does that mean this morning? It means that he reached and got hold of the promise. And the promise reached and got hold of him. And they was joined in the middle, praise God, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That was to come, praise God. He was standing on the promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say this morning, young'uns, we can stand upon the promise of God because it's real. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it goes on, verse 21, and said, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen? He said what God had promised, he could perform. He could finish his part. I want to say, praise God, that good work that God's begin in me and you, praise God, he can finish his part. Amen? And he will finish his part. He said, therefore it was imputed to him for right. You put on his account. Amen? You go down there to the store and you say, you know what, I need some of this stuff and I need some of that stuff. And used to, they had an account that you could run, go to the end of the month when you got your check or whatever, and you could pay it off. And they would keep a record of what you owed. But God says, because of our faith, praise God, because we believe in the Lord, praise God, He said, it's put on account. Amen. It's not on ours, but it's on His. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, just go ahead and put Brother Crow on my account. Praise God. Just consider whatever he needs paid for in full. Glory be to God. I tell you what, ain't some excitement ought to be in our soul when we realize, praise the Lord, that all God has, all of His goodness is ours to be had. Glory be. Praise the Lord. He said, it's not been put on account. Amen. For God's glory. What a blessed hope we have. What a Savior this morning. Bless His holy name. Said it was imputed to Him for righteousness. He said, now it was not written for His sake alone but that it was imputed to him. Amen. He said it wasn't just imputed to old Father Abraham. Amen. It wasn't just put on his account. But praise God, it was put out there so we can see that God has an account. Praise God, and He's willing to pay the debt. Amen. He goes on and said, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Amen. He said, when we believe on the good God of glory, amen, that He loves us and He cares for us, praise God, the love He has to bestow to us. And when we believe on that, glory be to God, He imputes that to us for righteousness. Amen. To everyone who will believe. That's why we say, praise God, if we've accepted Lord Jesus Christ, we believe on Him. That means we trust in Him, we rely on Him, and we adhere to Him. Amen. We listen to Him, we love Him, amen. We'll be partakers with Him in this thing called Christianity, in our walk of faith. Amen. But for us, to whom is also imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Amen. He said, God said, you know what? He said, all that, the devil said, they've sinned. And Jesus said, and the good God of glory steps up as our judge and our advocate, praise the Lord. And He said, I acquit them of their sin. Amen. I release them from their sin, praise God. I turn them loose, amen. I deliver them. Amen. Praise God. From that, and He said, I offer them up the righteous. He said, I acquit them and I declare them all right. I declare them righteous. Praise the Lord. That's what He does for us. That's the gift of Christmas. That's what Christmas really means. Praise the Lord. When God acquits us of our sin. Now the Lord God, He never overrules His holiness. His holiness is always going to be the holiness of God. And He never overrules His justice. There'll always be justice with God. Amen. If we continue in our sin, praise God, there's a price for sin. Amen. When a sinner rejects the Son of God, when we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty condemns, He damns that sinner to hell. Amen. He allows, if we keep rebelling and we keep pushing and we keep desiring to go to the depths of hell, amen, He'll allow us to go there. Amen. If we choose to reject the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Look over in John chapter 6. Or John chapter 3. John chapter 3 verse 36. The Bible says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. If you want to live forever, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's pretty simple. Amen. A little child can believe. John 3 and 36, He that believeth on the Son, who's the Son? Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hath everlasting life. In other words, that's past tense. When you believed on Him, praise God, you got everlasting life. Amen. It's past tense. You received that. You got it. Amen. Your heirs, it's been imputed to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But also He goes on and says, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. He said, if we reject the precious Lamb of God, that gift that came from heaven, amen, He said, the wrath of God, that judgment of God abides on us. Amen. In other words, it stays with us. It's there on us. That's why we have to accept the precious Lamb of God that died for the sins of the world. Because see what happened in the beginning? We were enemies of God. In Romans 5 and verse 10, He said, for if when we were enemies, who were we enemies of? We were enemies of God. When we were rebellious, when we were rejectors, when we were anti-Christ, amen, we were enemies with God. He said, therefore being justified by faith, amen, He said, we quit being rebellious. He said, we get out from under that envelope of being enemies and we become sons. That's a great big transition this morning when we come from a place of being an enemy of God to become sons of God. And he said, we're justified by faith. He said, no longer are we an enemy, praise God. But he says, we've been brought into a place of peace. Amen. So now it's not just a substantive thing that we have this peace. Amen. This is a reconciliation with God that we're allowed to have. We're given this morning. Amen. When we accept Him and the free pardon of sin. For he said, for when we were enemies. Did you notice there's a word were? But praise God, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you're no longer an enemy. Praise God. You change playing fields. Amen. Because when we're enemies of God, we're playing on the devil's field. But when we become the Lord Jesus Christ is because of the blood He shed for us on Calvary, amen, we become sons and daughters of God. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Said we're no longer enemies, but we've been reconciled unto Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. You know what that reconciliation represents? Salvation. We were saved and reconciled to God. Amen. He saved us from our sins. He saved us from ourselves. Praise God. And He presents us to Himself. Praise the Lord. We were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Amen. Because in the beginning, we were enemies of God. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? In Romans chapter 3 and verse 21, the Bible says this. They said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Amen. Talking about a Savior. He said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Amen. There's no difference. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God says, you know what? He looks down at humanity. He said, all of them are sinners. All of them have done things, said things, thought things, praise God, that put you into the sinner category. Amen. He said, but being justified freely by His grace, praise the Lord, being justified freely by His grace, acquitted from our sinfulness by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the blood's been applied. Amen. Bless His name. He said, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He said, God does, said all the time that we're lost and undone, said God's a holding back His wrath. Amen. Waiting for that glade, praise God, that He can dispel the wrath, praise God, and overload you with His love. Amen. Glory. What a God we serve this morning. Amen. That He'll hold back His wrath, praise God. The forbearance of God. Praise God. He said, I'm going to hold it back, praise God. And one day they're going to look up and they say, Lord Jesus, I love You. I thank You for what You've done for me. Forgive me of my sins. And said, God that's got a hold of all that wrath, praise God, He'll cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more against us. Praise God. What a God we serve. He said, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of, now watch this, of him that believeth in Jesus. Amen. God Almighty Himself stands up and He says, I acquit him fully. Amen. He said, He's accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood's been applied and I see, glory be to God, I see no fault in him. Amen. Amen. Because that blood, praise God, it's applied. Amen. That blood that's applied to me and you, praise God, there's no fault in the blood. I told him last night, I said, we're in this old flesh, sinful flesh. This flesh ain't saved. This flesh is apt to mess up on you every day. But I won't say there's an eternal thing. There's an internal thing. There's a Holy Spirit of God that moves into you, praise God, and it'll keep you and help you and guide you and lead you and control you all the days of your life. That one day, when this old flesh is gone, praise God, He can present us to Himself without spot or blemish. Praise the Lord. What a day to be. He said, He is the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Praise God. He said He's the one that sets us free. He's the one that gives us the liberty, praise God, to be a child of King. He said, because we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. But He said, there's a justifier. Amen. It's kind of like in mathematics, you know, they teach you that there's a multiplier. If you can remember the multiplier, praise God, it makes all the mathematic equations come together. Amen. I want to say there's a justifier in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And when we put Him there, praise the Lord, He makes all of it come together for His glory. And we begin to see the true meaning of Christmas. We begin to see what true love is. Romans 5:8, and He said, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, amen, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He says, much more, verse 9, He says, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Praise God. He said He speaks out of heaven, glory be to God, and He said He's a justifier of men. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 20, the Bible says this. He said, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. You know what He's saying there? He said, when we were the servants of sin, He said, we were free. He said, we didn't even know how to do right. We didn't have the help, the hope, or the confidence to try to do right. But He said, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of that blood that was shed on Calvary, amen, it makes a difference. He goes on, he says, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? You remember that old life that you used to live? Remember the old things that we used to do? And now we look back on it, and Brother Rick, we're ashamed of those things. Amen. You know what happened? There was a change, it was a renewing in our consciousness. And that renewing in our consciousness comes through believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and that blood that was shed on Calvary. Praise God. It takes an old sinner and turns them into a saint. Praise the Lord for God's glory. He said, that fruit that you are ashamed of. He said, for the end of those things is death. He said, that old life that we used to live, it just drug us down and it killed us, destroyed us. Amen. He said, but now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit in holiness and the end everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's been a fruit. There's been a renewing of the consciousness. Praise God. There's been a renewing in the fruit. Glory be to God. Your fruit's different. See, before we were saved, our fruit was rotten. It was unacceptable. But praise God, now He said your fruit becomes good, it becomes useful. He said, but now, being made free from sin, become servants of God, you have your fruit in holiness and the end of everlasting life. Because He said, for the wages of sin is death. He said, if we continue to sin, we continue to die, and we die, and we die. And we never have life. He says, but the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He said you can continue to die and die and die, or you can accept and believe on Lord Jesus Christ and live and live and live. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think living's a better option than dying. Amen. I mean, I'm kind of partial to life. Amen. I'm kind of partial to life in its fullness. Amen. I don't like nothing about death. Amen. But He said that the wages of sin is death. But I want to say this morning, because of the meaning of Christmas, because of true love, we don't have to worry about dying. Praise God. We can focus on the living. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And living just gets better farther on. Praise God. I appreciate the Lord, appreciate what He does. I was talking to a fellow last night as we was getting ready to break up. Folks was going home. And I talk about how it gets better farther on as a child of God. Amen. The older you get, praise God, the more I realize that there's a prize just up ahead. Amen. And it's been given. It's the precious gift of God. It's the true meaning of Christmas. It's what true love is, that God sheds abroad in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. So that we can rejoice in this most magnificent thing. Because the wages of sin's death. He said, but they's a gift of God. Amen. That's eternal life. And that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God, outside of Him we have no life. But praise God, because of Him we have life in abundance this morning. Ain't you glad for that? The true meaning of Christmas is the true meaning of love. It's what God done for us on that first Christmas morn. He said, unto us a child is born. Amen. Praise God. God says, hey, listen, folks. I sent you a gift from the throne of grace. And it's came down to you. But you know what? Let me just say this in closing. It's what we do with that gift that matters. Amen. You know, we're looking for health and hope and wealth and happiness. And I could say, well, you know what? Brother Rex, I have $1 million to give you. I know you're looking for your health and your hope and your happiness and wealth, looking for all those things that the world has to offer. Brother Rex, I have, here's $1 million. Amen. And all you got to do is go down there to the bank and sign for it. Amen. All you got to do down and receive it, and it's yours. And if Brother Rex sits there on a stool to do nothing, says, you know what? I'm making it pretty good on my own. You know, I've got it. I'm doing pretty good. I'm all right. Then that gift will sit down there and be for naught. Right. Amen. He has to go down there and say, you know what? I come to receive my gift. Yeah. Amen. Hey, they said that I've got something waiting for me. And so it's going to satisfy all my needs for all eternity. So it's going to get me through. But if he don't go and receive it, it's for naught. But praise God, when you go and receive it, praise the Lord, you begin to partake of it. But see, God sent the best, greatest gift that there ever was on that first Christmas morn. And he says, to whomsoever will, if they'll come and receive this gift, he said, I've offered it freely. It's without price. Amen. Said it don't cost you a thing to be happy and healthy and wealthy and wise. Amen. He says, I have all that you'll ever need. Will you come and get it? The Lord's saying on Christmas morn, that first Christmas morn, he said, I've offered unto us. He said, I've got a gift for you all. Amen. He said, will you come and receive it unto yourself? What are you saying? I'm saying we've got to make it ours. We've got to receive it personally. Amen. When God comes and He offers it to you, it's a, glory be to God, it's a personal gift that God sent for you. Amen. Personal gift for you. And when we receive it, you say, well, preacher, I've been saved, but I just don't feel like I'm where I need to be. I'm not as close as I'd like to be. Amen. Maybe because we're not utilizing that gift till its fullest potential. Amen. That gift that He gave us is true love. Amen. And we may not have that good dose of love like we need it. You say, how do you get it? I told the folks last night, praise God, the only way we can love each other is when we love Him supremely. When we take that gift that He got and we pull it under ourselves and we embrace it and we love Him, we reciprocate to Him that love that He gives for us, and we get to praise in His name, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being my Lord. Thank you for loving me like you do. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for being there with me. Thank you for leading me along. Thank you for your guidance, your love, and your care. Amen. And we just begin to give Him that praise. That's true praise. Amen. When we do it without asking Him for a thing. Amen. We just say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. That's true love because of what He has given us on that first Christmas morn. And God's looking down from glory tonight and today, and He's saying, you know what, young'uns? He said, I love you. And Jesus said, I loved you this much. Amen. I loved you. I'd lay down my life for my friends. Praise God. And if we love Him this morning, we oughtn't to be ashamed to tell Him. Hey, listen, I read in your hearing, there was a whole lot of things in my life that I've been ashamed of, that I am ashamed of. But I'm not going to brag on them so the devil will get glory. But I tell you what, I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I'm not ashamed of my Lord, because He's the God of glory. He's the God. He's the Lord of my life. Amen. He's my ever-present help. He's always with me, no matter what I'm going through. Praise God, I can call on Him, and I know that He's there. Amen.